Welcome to New York Wedding Jam, the podcast for modern couples. I got it right, didn't I?
Oh my goodness, you so did.
And I sounded great. So did you hear my voice?
You did. You did. That was amazing, Jason. I'm so proud of you.
I am your host, Jason Alisea, and I am accompanied by my lovely co-host, Martine Darniak, wedding planner extraordinaire. Hi, Martine.
Thank you, Jason. Hi. How are you today?
Good. How's it going?
It's going all right, you know, starting off wedding season with a bang, and we're off to the races at this point, so I'm just trying to prep for some upcoming events here real quick, and we're trying to, you know, just put a bow on it, you know, tie it up before we get to the big day, but I'm excited about them.
Gotcha.
How about yourself?
Yeah, I had my first wedding a few weeks ago. And it was exciting. It's a little tough kind of getting back in the saddle and getting back into the routine. But everything went smooth. Everything went okay. And I have a few coming up. So I'm also like you prepping and stuff. For me, what happens after the wedding is it's still work. And I won't go into the full detail. One of the hardest things for me to do is not go through the footage. I love going through the footage and seeing all the events and all of the formalities and little moments. That's fun for me to go through the footage. The hard part is picking the music, figuring out music that matches this couple, matches the day, complements the story. And I usually use two songs. So that's part of the challenge at the end of the, on the post and, you know, the post-production side of the day. So
Got it. So yeah, all of my heavy lifting happens beforehand.
Right.
So we are knee deep in timelines and floor plans and changes to who's doing what and songs. And now we want to add other things that we forgot to add before. So right now, just kind of trying to wrap up details on a few things, but it's going to be fun. And like, I love to see how it all comes together on the day of. So definitely looking forward to it.
You know, when I review a lot of the footage, it's fun because I'm probably the only person that gets to do that. And kind of, I'm the first person to relive moments. I'm obviously not the bride or the groom or the bride and the bride or the groom and the groom. I'm not the couple. I am not their officiant. I am kind of a neutral observer. And I'm the first person that gets to start reviewing how the day went and picking out great moments. And so one of the things that I definitely love reviewing, and this is part of today's topic, is just the interaction of the wedding parties.
Yeah.
And some of the things that go on during the prep, some of the fun stuff, some of the awkward conversations that maybe will not make it to the final film, the highlight film. But the wedding party dynamic is an interesting piece of the wedding puzzle. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today.
You know, Jason, I have seen some really great wedding parties, like in their entirety, where everybody's just kind of 100% there for the couple and they are there to support. What do you need? Like, we're here to make sure that this day is easy for you. You know, they're in the background, like just trying to help out and keep the mood up and the energy up in the room. And then there are some that's not what happens, right? And so one thing that I try and encourage people to do is, as you are choosing your wedding couple, like, look, I don't know your friends. I don't know what you need to do for this wedding party, if you have to have one. But reminding people that being in the wedding is a privilege, but it also comes with some obligations. And just kind of outlining for people before they've signed up for something what it is that you're expecting them to do and be a part of before, you know, because most people are just going to say yes outright, especially if you've never been in a wedding before and you're not exactly sure how this is going to go. But it's work, right? Like, they're not going to just be able to show up to the wedding and party, right? Like, they're not just going to be able to, like, drink all night. There's going to be formalities that they have to sit through. And you want people around you that are good with that, that want to be there for that.
Yeah. You know, one of the things with wedding parties is that that you are going to be asking a lot of these people before the wedding, things that are kind of leading up to the day of, as well as the day of, right? So there's there is a lot of responsibility going into it. And this is going to sound weird, but this is something that I was typing in my notes, Martine, as we were talking about it before we started this. And that is stamina during the day, right? Some people are just, they just get tired very early. Maybe they get hangry if they don't eat every couple of hours. Right. And sometimes that can be very difficult to manage when the day is supposed to be about you as the couple. And this goes for brides and grooms, or brides and brides, or grooms and grooms, whoever you are getting married. If you have a friend that is not good for the whole day and can kind of maybe go a few hours without eating and be asked to do things that may not be the most comfortable for them, if a photographer asks them to stand on top of a rock for a photograph, they kind of need to be able to go with the flow a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the word, that's the key phrase right there, go with the flow, because truthfully, if it isn't somebody who can go with the flow and who's just kind of there to for whatever, it can get a little awkward. Sometimes there are health concerns, right? Like, we've had people who didn't want to be outside for the ceremony because it was kind of chilly, right? And I'm like, well, this is what we're doing. And, well, can I wear my coat? I'm like, I mean, that's not going to be good for pictures, right? Like, unless the coat was a part of the attire for the day, like, we don't want to do that. And not everything is about looks, but there's some moments that are kind of just like, we got to build these in. And you have to know that about your friends, right? Like, you have to know that, listen, my diabetic friend is going to need to eat every couple of hours. And so unless you're planning on feeding them every couple of hours so that they can hang with you all day, that's a legit thing. You don't want people fainting. You don't want people passing out. And you don't want people uncomfortable either. But making sure that you know who your friends are and your friends know what their responsibilities are is so, so important to setting the right mood and the vibe for the day.
Right. You mentioned earlier before we went on about you want to, I was going to say hire. You don't want to hire bridesmaids or groomsmen. Yeah. Or maybe, yeah. Maybe you do.
Maybe
to fill,
you do. But
to fill in a blank. But you want a cheerleader. You want somebody who's in your, right, in your corner, somebody who's able to allow you to be first on the day, put you first, not put themselves first. And that's what a cheerleader in sports does. They cheer on the athletes who are on the field.
Right.
And so you want someone who's going to be able to, in a way, sacrifice. Again, you may be accommodating for them, obviously, if they have a medical condition. Hopefully, you're going to be accommodating and caring for that. But, you know, during the wedding day, it isn't a typical day. There are some stressors during the course of the day. And you just want to make sure that you are bringing people into this role that can kind of manage that and be okay.
Yeah, and I mean, part of it is too, like, sometimes, usually it's fine if these are like your besties and we hang out every week and they're just happy there. They've been supportive of this relationship the whole time, etc. But what I see, when I see it becomes the most complicated or awkward, is when people are adding people to their wedding party out of a sense of obligation,
right?
So we talked a little bit about this, where, you know, maybe I feel like I have to invite my partner's siblings to be in the wedding party, or I feel like I have to, you know, to have, you know, my parents are insisting that my cousin needs to be in the wedding. And then especially if they're not part of the same group of friends, or they're not in the circle, if you will, sometimes it can set the wrong vibe. Now, sometimes it's fine, right? Like, it depends, right? It depends on your family, depends on these people, but making sure that you are conscious of who it is that you're putting in and ensuring that everybody's going to kind of mix well together and kind of be down for whatever for the day, right?
Or
be down to support you fully for the day. And like you said, Jason, just kind of putting you first for today.
Yeah. So one thing that I see a lot of is the sibling obligation. And so I know you mentioned, like, oh, my partner's sister or my partner's brother, right, in the wedding party. But a lot of times I also see, like you said, oh, my mom wants my cousin to be in the wedding party. And so, okay, maybe that cousin, you're okay with that cousin. But then that cousin has a sister. And now you're like, well, I can't invite cousin one and then not invite cousin two to not be in my party because they're sisters, right? So that's an example of like another example of obligation that you're like, well, you're closer with that one cousin and they're really, you know, you're maybe honoring the obligation request by your mom. But now there's an extra sister in there who you're not so close with. And are they mixing with your people well? And how's that going to go?
Yeah. And I've just seen it too many times where like, yeah, they had to be in it. And they only said yes because they had to say yes, right? And so then the whole vibe is just not there. And then people are, they're not there to support you. They're out of obligation. Or you've put them there out of obligation and they know that. And it just sets the wrong tone for the whole day.
Yeah. You know, one thing what I mentioned earlier about when you ask people to be in your wedding party, there's obligations that they have to meet and things that they should help out on different levels. Like some people are going to take on more responsibility. Some people are going to take on less. But there are certain things for in the months leading up to the wedding that people have to be on board for and be a part of. And so I think about once somebody is in, you've asked them to be in your wedding party, and then things don't go well as in the lead up, and you're thinking to yourself, I don't see this person being helpful, or I don't feel the same way about this person to have them in my wedding party on the day of my wedding. And how do you kick them out? I was thinking of a good way to say this. There's no good way to say, how do you kick someone out? How do you disinvite someone, not from your wedding, but from your wedding party? If you think, yeah, this is not a good mix with this person or these guys or these girls, how do I now remove this person? And it's not so easy. So you need to really consider who you're putting in before you are unable to take them out.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it's definitely a whole lot harder to get them out after you've already put them in, for sure. So definitely you want to avoid adding somebody who you're already feeling anxious about or who you're already thinking might not be a good fit. If you do find yourself in a situation where this is just not, this is more stress than it's worth, I do think reasonable conversations need to be had before the wedding day. Because if it's not going to get better and it's only going to add to stressors, weddings are stressful enough by themselves, especially in the planning process, that you don't need that like extra added level of nonsense. I do think having a conversation about it and making sure they understand the why of it, frankly, usually by that point, it's because they didn't want to be in it anyway, right? They probably are pretty good about being let off the hook at that point. So, hopefully, it's probably an easier conversation than you might think, depending on how you got in that situation in the first place, right? If you had already explained the obligations and this was sort of like an obligatory invite to the wedding party, then they're probably going to be okay if they don't want to fulfill those obligations or can't, right? If, on the other hand, like you did a poor job of explaining what they were signing up for, it's going to be a harder conversation, right? Especially if this is like your bestie who was definitely starting off with like, oh, I'm down for whatever, but I didn't realize that you were going to insist that I had to like grow out my hair and, you know, add a $3,000 weave, you know, as part of the responsibilities of the wedding party. Like, there's some wiggle room for understanding here, but like, you know, definitely making sure that we've outlined what the responsibilities are first. It'll make it easier later.
Yeah, definitely need to give this some thought before you just invite people into your wedding party, because it's going to be a long road and it's going to spill into the wedding day. Any of the drama that happens pre-wedding is going to, right, you want to
And we've not, seen some drama, Jason.
You oh, yes, have. I have too. Definitely don't want to contaminate your wedding day.
Exactly. Well, Jason, thanks so much for the chat today. Will I see you on the next one?
I hope so. I mean, I plan on being here. I don't know about you.
I mean, you know, without you, there might not be much of a show. So let's plan for it.
All right. I'll see you in the next one, Martine.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.